Some local news from Metro Weekly Now, for the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia region. First, we have follow-up to two scandalous Capitol Hill stories, and then Maryland Democrats move to kill a trans sports ban. Just a note, some sensitive adult-only themes and language follows.
Our first post is, no criminal charges for Senate aide who filmed sex tape. Capitol Police say there's no evidence to support criminal charges for a former Senate aide who filmed himself having sex in a hearing room. By John Riley, on February 6, 2024. The U.S. Capitol Police have determined no criminal charges will be filed in response to a viral video depicting two men having sex on a desk in a U.S. Senate hearing room. The video came to light in December after reportedly being shared in a private group for gay men in politics, one of whose members subsequently emailed it to the right-wing publication Daily Caller. The footage was also reportedly posted on a since-deleted NSFW alt account on X. It gained little attention until the gay whistleblower tipped off conservative media outlets that one of the two men in the video was allegedly a staffer for the office of a Democratic U.S. senator. The staffer, who was identified by conservative media as Aidan Myesha-Chirovsky, an aide to U.S. Senator Ben Cardin, Democrat for Maryland, was subsequently fired. Writing in a now-deleted post on his LinkedIn account, Mr. Myesha-Chirovsky made vague statements appearing to deny charges of having filmed the video, but admitting to exercising poor judgment. In response, Capitol Police launched an investigation to see whether the men in the video had broken any laws, including a portion of the D.C. code prohibiting lewd, indecent, or obscene acts in public or two federal laws prohibiting misuse of government property and criminal trespass on government property. But the findings of that investigation indicate that no criminal charges will be filed against the amateur pornographers, at least at this time. After consulting with federal and local prosecutors, as well as doing a comprehensive investigation and review of possible charges, it was determined that, despite a likely violation of congressional policy, there is currently no evidence that a crime was committed, Capitol Police said in a statement, as reported by the blog Joe.MyGod. Although the hearing room was not open to the public at the time, the congressional staffer involved had access to the room, the statement continued. The two people of interest were not cooperative, nor were the elements of any of the possible crimes met. The congressional staffer, who has since resigned from his job, exercised his Fifth Amendment right to remain silent and refused to talk to us. There's some ambiguity about whether Myesha-Chirovsky resigned or was fired. Cardin's office only told Politico in a statement at the time that he was no longer employed by the U.S. Senate and declined further comment. It does seem that, as long as he keeps quiet about the incident, he will not face any charges. However, should he talk or reveal more details about his tryst, Capitol Police may be willing to pursue charges against the former staffer and his paramour. Senator Cardin previously complained about his staffer's behavior to CBS News, saying he was angry and disappointed by his former staffer's actions and referred to the decision to film the sexual encounter as a breach of trust. Some conservatives and anti-LGBTQ activists alternatively expressed outrage over the tape, or cracked jokes about Democrats lacking morals and the Democratic Party for supporting LGBTQ rights more broadly. Still others pointed to the video as evidence of queer depravity, and argued that the incident had defiled the Senate, amounting to a worse offense than the Trump supporters who assaulted Capitol Police officers and threatened federal lawmakers in an attempt to reverse the results of the 2020 election during an attempted insurrection on January 6, 2022. Following the Capitol Police's statement, some conservatives expressed outrage that criminal charges would not be pursued. The Democrat staffer had open, video-recorded sex in a federal Senate committee room and they are telling us that there was no charge for even indecency or public lewdness? All I know is, it is great to be a Democrat in this administration, because apparently they will never hold anyone, including themselves, accountable, whined former U.S. Representative Doug Collins, Republican for GA, in a post on X. A second user of X wrote, breaking, it's official. The U.S. Senate is now open for gay sex orgies, which was followed by nauseous and vomiting emojis. Another user complained, J6er gets 4 years in federal prison for putting his feet on top of Nancy Pelosi's desk. A Democrat gay staffer films himself having sex hunched over a Senate hearing room dais, and gets no punishment. Hashtag two-tier justice system.
Our next story is an update regarding the fate of a participant in former President Trump's alleged attempt to overthrow the 2020 U.S. election results. Gay porn star sentenced to jail for January 6th riot. Stephen Miles, who goes by Sergeant Miles in gay porn, has been sentenced to 2 years for assaulting police during the 2021 U.S. Capitol riot by John Riley on February 13, 2024. Stephen Miles, a gay adult film actor and member of the Proud Boys, has been sentenced to 2 years in prison for his role in the January 6 riot at the U.S. Capitol. The 40-year-old, who performs under the name Sergeant Miles, previously pled guilty in October to a felony charge of assaulting, resisting, or impeding a law enforcement officer. On February 9, Judge Jacob sentenced Miles to 24 months in prison plus 12 months of supervised release, and ordered him to pay a fine of $2,000. Miles reportedly made additional physical contact with law enforcement officers, seeking to obstruct, impede, and interfere with their efforts to hold back rioters. Eventually, the crowd breached the police line, and Miles and others surged forward with the intent of entering the Capitol building. Around 2:10 p.m., Miles ascended an exterior staircase to reach the Upper West Terrace. 3 minutes later, Miles used a wooden plank to help smash a window of the Senate wing door, opening up another breach point for protesters to enter the building. Miles then entered the Capitol through the broken window. Upon entering the building, he turned toward the Senate chamber, where he encountered another group of police officers who directed him out of the building. According to Tampa area NBC affiliate WFLA, a woman who was present at the Capitol that day tipped off the FBI, claiming she had posed for a photo with two men who told her they had entered the Capitol building by breaking a window. The women told FBI agents that one of the men, later identified as Miles's co-defendant, Matthew LeBrun, said he was from New Orleans and the other said he was from Portland. Miles has Oregon ties, according to phone records. Based on that tip, the FBI arrested Miles on April 12th in Zephyr Hills. He was charged with assaulting, resisting, or impeding officers, civil disorder, engaging in physical violence in a restricted building or grounds with a dangerous weapon, and related offenses. Among the evidence against Miles was a photo of him at the Capitol wearing a jacket with his last name on it, and a t-shirt reading, Trump 2020, fuck your feelings. Other evidence included a video that prosecutors claimed showed Miles and LeBrun engaged in a confrontation with police, during which Miles allegedly shoved and threw punches at officers. Additional video footage showed Miles smashing a window of the Capitol building and climbing through the hole he created. Phone records from AT&T and geolocation data from Google were used to confirm that Miles was at the Capitol on January 6, 2021. The Google email address linked to Miles included the phrase Sergeant Miles, an abbreviation of his adult entertainment alias. Miles later decided to plead guilty to the assault-related charge. He is one of more than 1,313 individuals who have been charged for breaching the Capitol on January 6, including more than 469 individuals charged with assaulting or impeding law enforcement, according to the U.S. Department of Justice. A military veteran married to a woman, Miles reportedly accepted full responsibility for the crime which he committed, and said he was humbled and humiliated by his actions, according to court documents. However, LGBTQ Nation reported that this month, he reposted images on X blaming the FBI, the so-called deep state, and hashtag BLM Antifa terrorist thugs for staging a riot to cover up a stolen election. Those posts reportedly repeat unsubstantiated claims of nationwide voter fraud, which former President Trump has claimed cost him the election. Miles has since deactivated his personal X account. As an adult film star, he has appeared in various videos for high-profile studios known for their gay and bisexual content, including Lucas Entertainment, Falcon, Hot House, and Raging Stallion, since starting in the adult film industry in 2013.
Our final post is, Maryland Democrats kill transgender sports ban. A Democratic-controlled Maryland House of Delegates committee defeated a bill looking to ban transgender athletes from female sports teams by John Riley on February 6, 2024. For the second year in a row, Maryland lawmakers stymied a bill that sought to bar transgender athletes from competing on sports teams that match their gender identity. The Fairness in Girls Sports Bill, sponsored by Delegate Kathy Seliga, Republican for Baltimore County, would have restricted high school athletes on junior varsity, varsity, and intramural athletes to compete on sports teams that match their assigned sex at birth. The bill would have applied to all public K-12 schools, and would have required private schools whose teams compete against public schools to prohibit transgender girls from being on sports teams designated for females, reports Washington ABC affiliate WJLA. Policies with regard to participation in sports are easy to create. There should be no special allowances or rules for gender identity. Bodies play sports, not identities, Seliga said after introducing the bill. As a society, we can celebrate the differences of individuals, but hold bodies accountable in sports. The future of every female athlete counts on it. But the House of Delegates Ways and Means Committee, controlled by Democrats, killed the bill, denying the measure the necessary votes needed to move it out of committee and onto a floor vote. The committee took similar action last year when Seliga introduced a nearly identical bill. The Maryland Senate Committee on Education, Energy, and the Environment is expected to hold a hearing on a similar bill sponsored by Senator Mary Beth Carrazza, Republican for Somerset, Worcester, Wicomico counties. That measure is also thought to have little chance of passing in the upper chamber, which Democrats control by a 34-13 margin. Even had it gained traction in either chamber, a transgender sports ban would likely have been vetoed by Democratic Governor Wes Moore, an ally of the LGBTQ community. Last year, Moore signed a proclamation recognizing March 31 as the International Transgender Day of Visibility in Maryland. In May 2023, Moore signed a law requiring Medicaid to cover the costs of medically necessary gender-affirming care for low-income transgender residents. A month later, he issued an executive order ensuring that local transgender citizens can access gender-affirming care, and making Maryland a safe haven for transgender individuals who are forced to travel across state lines to access such treatments after they are banned in their home states. At least 25 states, mostly those under Republican control, have passed some form of restrictions on transgender athletes. It continues a pattern of GOP lawmakers introducing and campaigning on opposition to LGBTQ visibility, particularly concerning transgender individuals, by pushing legislation that would restrict rights that trans people currently enjoy and, in some cases, would erase any mention of them entirely from the law. One of the Democratic lawmakers who opposed the bill spoke in defense of the transgender community, calling out Republicans for their emphasis on opposition to transgender rights. I was looking at the list of anti-trans bills that have been sponsored across the country, and it's not just about the bills that pass, right? Delegate Joe Vogel, Democrat for Montgomery County, said. It's the effect on the mental health of trans kids that bills like this have even if they don't pass. Lee Blinder, executive director of Trans Maryland, who testified against the bill, criticized the measure for relying on a misunderstanding of science and biology for solely recognizing an individual's assigned sex at birth and called it an openly bigoted act against trans-identifying girls. We are deeply embarrassed to see Maryland legislators bullying young trans girls today with this discriminatory legislation, Blinder said. You can pick on trans adults if you must, but leave trans minors alone. That's all for today's podcast. We love that you are tuning in, and hope you'll subscribe for more. Please help Metro Weekly reach more listeners by hitting like, share, and leaving a comment about our new podcast. Visit our website anytime for more updates, www.metroweekly.com.